in Chaitanya Charitamrita class. The title is, was already mentioned there, the title of the story is Lord Chaitanya Takes Prasad from the Sanodiya Brahmana in Mathura. So we can kind of conclude, although we haven't found out yet, this may be that Brahmana, but it hasn't been said. But some Brahmana, Ek Vipra, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Mathura, and there's crowds of people standing in amazement, and they're also starting to chant along Hari and Krishna. Where is this going on? Where is this chanting going on? In the temple of Lord Keshava, who is the presiding deity of the eastern petal of the lotus of Braj. We have Haridev in the east, and then we have Keshavdev in the east, and we have Haridev in the west, and I forget Dalji and other certain, can't remember the rest, but there's Haridev and there's Keshavdev, and there's different major deities. Haridev, Keshavdev, Haridev, Govindadev, maybe Baladev, I forget, Govindadev. Govindadev is one. One of the Dev is Govindadev, Haridev. Haridev is here in Govardhan, Govindadev is in Vrindavan. Mathura is Keshavdev. Can't remember the other one. So that's the, you're rightly said there. Well, that's text 161. Chapter 17. Loki kaha prabhu deki hana vismaya aichehena prema loka kika kabunai. When the people saw Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting, they were struck with wonder, vismaya. And they all said, such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. Lokik. This is not lokik. This is alokik. Lokik and lokik. Lokik means, like we say, lokvichar. Lokvichar means consideration of the people. Lokik. Lokik of the people. Lokika. This is alokik prem. This is something we've never seen, this type of love. We are people of this world. We are living in Mathura. This is lokik. This is the loka. And everything here is lokik. Lokik activities. Lokik love. Localized, ordinary type of love. This type of prem we've never seen before. The expression on Lord Chaitanya's face, the expression on the face of this Brahman as they're embracing together in love. This is an extraordinary type of love. We've never seen. We're feeling ourselves different, but we've seen loving expressions. We've seen a mother. We have seen in this world a mother expressing her love for a child. We have seen husbands and wives expressing love for each other, and we too have experienced ourselves. But now what we're seeing here, what we're experiencing here in this Keshavji Mandir is something extraordinaire. This is alokik. It's beyond this world of our experience. It's beyond this world of what we've ever seen or felt before. And it is touching us. It is touching our hearts. It's touching our minds. It's making some extraordinary impression. We also feel different than we ever felt before in any type of relationship. With our mother, with our friends, with our brother, with our husbands, lovers, wives. There's something very special going on here between the Lord and his devotee, this Brahman. Such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. Kabunai, kabunai. Janhara darshani loke preme mattahana haste kande nache gaya krishna malana. The people said, these are all the onlookers, the bystanders, the spectators. It's a spectacle, it's a love spectacle, a lokik prem spectacle. It's a love-in. You have a love-in, they had love-ins back in the 70s in the parks. Well, this is a love-in, and it's happening right here in the mandir. It's a love-in right in the temple. It's a love happening in the Keshavji Mandir in Mathura. The supreme incarnation, the divine incarnation of love for the Kali Yuga age, Prem Purushottam. Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar. He's doing it again. He's spreading the love around. He's magnetizing everyone. He's igniting everyone with his love. He's sharing his love, distributing his love. Namo Mahavaranaya. Krishna Prema Pradhayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Trisena Namah. He's freely distributing his love Now the cloud is moving. The rain cloud is moving. Sometimes it stops in over one field and releases a downpour, a torrential downpour. And then the wind blows and it carries that cloud, Ganasham. It goes further, maybe 5, 10 more kilometers, not a drop of rain. Then it goes still another 10 kilometers and goes above some other field or some mountaintop. And another downpour. So Mahaprabhu is wandering here and there throughout India, and he's inundating different people, different places with torrential downpour of divine love, prem. So now he's in Mathura, and he's arrived, he went to Vishram Ghat, he bathed, and then there was no downpour there. Then he walked a few minutes, 15 minutes, he walked to the north, he went in the Keshavji Mandir, and as soon as he saw Keshavji, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy, and again, downpour, ashru. Nayanam gadradashudaraya. Nayanam gadradashudaraya. Varanam gadgadavriya gira. Nayanam gadradashudaraya. His nayanam, his eyes, there was a massive downpour, torrential downpour of ashu, premashu, raining down all over the temple floor, bathing Keshavji with his tears of love, dancing in ecstatic bliss, embracing the nearest person at hand, who was a submissive Brahmin, one Brahmin, who laid at his feet and clutched his lotus feet with his hands. He picked him up and embraced him with premalingana. Yes, and oh, you have submitted to me. Okay, you were the first one in Mathura to get the product. I came here to distribute love. I came here with a basket full of prem. So many fruits in my basket. I am only one gardener. How many can I distribute? But you, my lucky friend, you are the first one in Mathura. I'm selling. You're the first one in Mathura to buy my product. I just came here as a traveling salesman. I opened up my case and said, listen, day's pain liniment, sciatica, lumbago, stomach pain, take it. Cure your pains, 29 rupees. Shito pain bomb, 10 cc, body of cc. Kamar dar, fake dar. So now Lord Chaitanya, here he is. He's snuck into the temple. No one's around. He started selling his product. And one person said, yes, I'll pay the price. I'm willing to pay the price. Everyone's watching. All the spectators are there. All the onlookers are there. Oh, who is this? Dancing like this? So ecstatically, such a large figure, golden figure. Oh, I'm amazed. Such a sannyasi. Towering figure, so effulgent, dancing so beautifully. Gauranataraj. This is like the Tandavanitya of Shiva. I've never seen such an ecstatic, bewildering, beautifully and attractive dance before in my whole life. Who is this dancing in a temple? He seems to be totally just ignoring everyone. He's oblivious to his surroundings. He doesn't see any of us. He's simply locked in a loving gaze with Keshava. There's something going on between this sannyasi and Keshava. He doesn't see any of us. He's only looking at Keshava and crying, dancing. Oh. Sometimes he's hunkar, sigana, sagana hunkar. Occasionally he's yelling, ha ha, Keshava, ha, ke, ha, Keshava. He doesn't see us. But one man understood, yes, something is being distributed here. The sannyasi is distributing something extraordinary. I want to purchase it. And he started thinking, what is the price? What is the price? What is he asking? He's absorbed in his own internal ecstasy, absorbed in antardasha, internal consciousness. There's no sign telling the price. 2 for 1, 5 rupees, 1, 15 rupees, 3. There's no price. But I can understand from my heart, yes, the price is submission. The price is humility. If you want to buy this product, you must approach this salesman with humble appeal. You must fall at his feet and clutch onto his hold his feet with the utmost humility and petition and beg him, please, oh my Lord, oh Chaitanya, please give me this prem. Please give me this prem. I know you've come to distribute. May I be the first to receive your gift of prem. Premadan, Premadan, Premadan. So this one Vipur was very intelligent. And all of Mathura, he's the first one. We're hearing about the very first, this is the first sale, historical first sale, like when a man in the West, when he opens up his store and makes his first buck. When he opens up a store and he sells makes his first dollar, he puts it in a frame on the wall. Have you ever seen that? When I grew up, I used to see in a store, in a frame, there'd be a $1 bill. And I was little. I said, what's that? Why do you have a $1 bill in a picture frame? He said, son, that's the first buck I made. That's the first dollar. That was my first sale. So I want to remember that forever. I want to always remember that day I made $1. After 1 hour being open, I ripped off somebody for a dollar. Now I've been going on, I must have ripped off billions of dollars. But they don't put any money, they only put that one up, that first one. That's the one that counts. That dollar counts. It goes into a frame, it's up on the wall behind the cash register. Yes, that's my lucky dollar. So this is Ek Vipra in Vrindavan, he's that lucky Brahmin. He's the first one to receive the product. And you got the full product. Loving embrace, chest to chest with Lord Chaitanya, dancing hand to hand, face to face, eye to eye in the temple. And everyone's seeing this and they're saying, well, this is extraordinary. This is a Lokik Prem. What is this? What's going on? So people are getting interested. Maybe we should purchase. Maybe we should step forward and also take part. So simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is maddened with love of Krishna. Indeed, everyone's laughing, crying, dancing, chanting, and taking the holy name of Krishna. It's becoming infectious. Everybody, it's a contagious disease. And first they were only spectators. They were only innocent bystanders. Like they say that sometimes. A terrorist mowed down 50 innocent bystanders. They came to kill some politician, and they got excited. And they said, well, I might as well knock off these guys too. So they knock off the politician, but that's only a few rounds, and they have 65 rounds left. They don't want to go home with a full cartridge or magazine, whatever they call it. So you might as well empty this baby. Okay, knock off 65 people. And they say, so-and-so, Prime Minister, mowed down by terrorist gunmen and 65 innocent bystanders also. So Lord Chaitanya is knocked off one Vipra. Now all these innocent bystanders and onlookers, curious onlookers, that were amazed. Remember, they were described. Chamatkar. Loke Deki Chamatkar. They were simply amazed. Wow, look at that. Do you see that man? Check it out. Hey, go a little closer. No. Watch out. Just step back. This is crazy. What's going on here? These Hare Krishnas, they look a little strange. Jumping up and down, laughing, dancing. Move back. Keep a distance. Don't get too close. It looks dangerous. They may have some disease. They're smiling ear to ear. They're blissful. They're effulgent. They seem to be very happy. Something's weird about them. Nobody's happy in this city. Everybody's morose, unhappy, dragging their chins on the ground. So forlorn, alienated, frustrated, disappointed. So what's wrong with these guys? They look satisfied, fulfilled, joyful, blissful. There's something wrong. They're crazy. Must be on drugs. I've taken some of that new drug my son told me about, ecstasy drug. I was thinking about trying some myself. Life's got me so down, I don't know what to do. So all these bystanders are Mathura, and then all of a sudden, they don't know what's happened. Now they're going crazy too. It says, Darshane Loke Prema Matahan, Prema Mata. They all became mad also. Everyone is mad and with love for Krishna, simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later in the South Indian tour, Krishna's Kaviraj says, this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing love of God by his Saundarya Rupam. By Saundarya Rupam and his loud chanting of the holy name. So by sight and by sound. By sight and by sound, he was distributing love of Godhead. Saundarya Rupam means his beautiful form. People simply look, oh, so beautiful, so handsome, attractive, effulgent. I can't take my eyes off him. I want to follow him. I want to be his associate. I want to go wherever he goes. I don't care anything, family, friends, whatever, forget it. Just by seeing him, he didn't say anything, he wasn't even chanting, just walking down the street. Just to see him. But Saundarya Rupam. And then when he started chanting in ecstasy, Krishna, 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 hey. Then when they heard that sound vibration, then they also attained prema. So here the people are just seeing this alokic prema being distributed in the face and form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in their cohort and their fellow Brahman. was also exhibiting this ecstasy. So what happened was they looked too long. They were looking too long at Lord Chaitanya. They got infected. They stayed too long. They didn't get out in time. You have to be careful. You get too close to those Hare Krishnas, you'll be finished. They became maddened with love of Krishna. Everyone started laughing, crying, dancing, and chanting and taking the holy name. Hase, Kande, Nache, Gai, Krishna Namalan. Sarvarta Nishtita Inho Krishna Avatar Matura Aila Loker Karite Nistar. After this, Mahaprabhu took the Brahmin to the side. Sitting in a solitary place, the Lord began to question him. So this is, I could even title this story, Mahaprabhu takes Mathura by storm. He overtakes, the conquest of Mathura by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu conquers Mathura. So he conquered Mathura with love. Because first you conquer the topmost class, the ruling, the guiding class. Then everyone else follows. Yadyada charati shrestas tatadevita rojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastana navartate. Krishna is telling in Gita, whatever a great man does, the common man follows. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Sarvaloka. So those leaders among men are the Brahmins. They're the visionaries, the guides for society. They guide the kshatriyas, give them advice, ministerial advice. And then the executors of the Brahminical advice of the kshatriyas. They execute and they enforce with their arms. Kshatriya is the arms. They execute and they enforce. They understand with their intelligence and they execute with their bodies. So the guidance is coming from Super Soul and Shastra. The Brahmins are Super Soul realized and Shastric realized. So in the combination of Super Soul and Shastras, and the Brahmins guide the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas absorb it, understand it with their intelligence, and then with their passion, because the Kshatriya is a mixture of Sattva and Raja. They understand with their Sattvic element, and they implement with their Rajasic element, which is their arms. So they implement, they execute, enforce, law enforcement agency. And then the Vaishyas, they pay the taxes, and if they don't, they get enforced. They get hit on the head. And the Shudras assist everyone. So legs are there, stomach is there, brain is there, and arms are there. And Varnashram Dharma. So the Brahmins, so Lord Chaitanya, he's conquering Mathura first by conquering the Brahmins, the Brahminical class. First one he conquered was one Brahmin he met in Keshwaji Mandir. He gave him Premalinga, Lingata. He embraced him and filled him with prema and danced with him. Then he attracted all the other Brahmins in the temple and other devotees. So they became mad also. Now we have a whole group of Brahmins, Vipras and Brahmins. It says Ek Vipra. A whole group of Brahmins and Vipras has been influenced in the first conquest, in the first skirmish. Mahaprabhu's first skirmish upon entering Mathura. He's taken bath in the Jamuna and Vishramghat. Then he's entered privately into the temple. No one really knows he's even in the city. Only a handful know. So he's infiltrated. Lord Chaitanya is infiltrated among the ranks. He's infiltrated into the city privately in the Keshwaji Mandir. Krishna knows everything. Keshava knows the appearance of the Lord. He has come to my city. Ah, very good. Mahaprabhu has come. I'm so happy to see my Lord. Now my work will be done. Prema will be spread in Mathura. There'll be inundation of prema here. So then he influenced the Brahmins. They became mad. They started dancing. Nache, Gaya, singing, dancing. Unmat. They became mad. They witnessed alokik prema. They witnessed and watched the alokik prema of this one Brahmin, Lord Chaitanya. This is amazing. Loke deki chamatkar. This is the most amazing sight I've ever seen. And what am I hearing? I'm hearing prema nam sankirtan from Gauranga's lotus mouth. And I'm seeing this sweet display of divine ecstasy as he dances in abandon with one devotee in the temple of Kesha. And I'm becoming helplessly attracted and compelled, like a magnet pulling the filings. And all of a sudden I find myself laughing. Oh, this is wonderful. Now I'm dancing. I don't know why. It's as if I'm hypnotized. I'm laughing, I'm dancing. And now I'm also chanting. And I'm going mad. And the whole temple's going mad with this one golden madman, this sannyasi. What is happening? Now the kirtan comes to a close, and Lord Chaitanya says, "Yes, Brahman, now you come. Sit with me in a private place. I want to inquire something from you." Arya sarala tumi, brida brahmana, kahan haite paile tumi, e premadhan. Mahaprabhu said, "You are an elderly Brahman." So not only is he a member of this Ek Vipra, now we know something more. Only we knew Ek Vipra, that one Vipra met the Lord in Keshwarji Mandira Mathura, and he started dancing with it. First he submitted, he laid at the feet of the Lord and clutched his feet. Mahaprabhu Charana Dariya, he clutched his feet, he submitted himself, Taviti Pranipatena, he submitted himself at the Lord's feet, he was accepted by the Lord, and the Lord blessed him with Prem, they danced together for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Keshavji. They attracted the attention of all the other Brahmins. So not only was he a member of the guiding class, not only was he a member of the guiding class, the intellectual class, the intelligentsia class, which guides and rules the society by their intelligent guidance, but he was an elderly member. So it's one thing to be a Brahmin, that's a respectable position, but age is also respectable. And generally, if you're an elder Brahmin, it means you're a wiser Brahmin, more wise, more perceptive, more talented. So now he's a very, very powerful guiding light. He's one of the leading guiding lights of Mathura, one of the leading Brahmins, elderly Brahmin, not a kid Brahmin. He's one of the Vidvan. Arya Saralatumi Brida Brahman. You are an elderly Brahmin. You are sincere. You are advanced in spiritual life. He says you're Saral. You're simple. Arya, you're advanced in devotional service. Brida, I have a question. From where have you attained? Where have you, my dear Brahmin, elderly Brahmin, Brida Brahmin, where have you attained this ecstatic wealth of Krishna, ecstatic love for Krishna? Where have you attained it? That's like the ocean asking the cloud. It's like the ocean asking the cloud, "Oh rain cloud, where have you attained your water?" What's the answer? The rain, you understand my English? The rain cloud asks the ocean. The ocean asks the rain cloud, "Rain cloud, where have you attained your water?" So what's the answer? The ocean, from you. So Lord Chaitanya is asking the Brahman, "Oh Brahman, I'm amazed. Kahan haite paile tumi, e premadhan. Where have you attained your ecstatic, the wealth, premadhan, your ecstatic, the wealth of your ecstatic love of God? Viprakahe, Sripad Sri Madhavendra Puri, Brahmate Brahmate aile Mathura Nagari." So that's why of this whole group of Brahmins taking darshan that one fateful morning in Mathura, that group of Brahmins taking darshan in the Keshavji Mandir, one of them was most intelligent. He was most Arya and Saral, simple. And why was he most intelligent? Because he had Guru Kripa. He had received Kripa from his Guru. Who is his Guru? His Guru is Madhavendra Puri. Who is Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri is the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhavendra Puri is the Guru of Ishvara Puri. So because of that connection, Guru Shishya Sambandha, this Brahmin, this elderly Brahmin was very intelligent. He could understand, he could discriminate, he could understand. This golden sannyasi that has entered our temple at this on this day, he is special. He is carrying a great treasure of a Lokik Prem. And he's dancing in ecstasy due to his intense loving relationship with Kesha. And I want to show my respect to him right here, right now. So he immediately offered dandavats at the feet of the Lord and clutched his feet. They say it takes one to know one. If you are an advanced devotee or an advanced spiritualist, if you meet someone or see someone, then you can understand where they are, who they are, how they are, what is their level, what is their... But if you're not advanced, then you say, oh, everyone's pure devotee. So, to Lord Chaitanya, now he's saying, what is he saying? That's pretty simple. The question is, where did you get this premadan? Where did you get, oh Brahman, oh Mathura Brahman, where did you get this wealth of prem? And he says, His Holiness Srila Madhavendrapuri, Brahmati Brahmati, he was wandering, Brahmanda Brahmati Kon, Brahmati. So he was wandering here and there, he came to Mathura Nagari. He came once, Madhavendrapuri came once, like you, he also came here and visited Mathura while he was on a tour of India. He also came here to Radhakund. For this is again, as I was saying, all the great devotees, when they first enter Braj Mandal, where do they go? They go to Mathura, and what do? Take bath in Vishramghat, in the Yamuna. And then what do they? They tour the holy places of Mathura, first the birthplace, and the other 21 ghats along the Yamuna, holy ghats, and then all the Durga Vishnu temple, and then the Adi Varaha temple, and all very, very ancient temples, and the Rangeshwar Shiva temple, and the Bhuteshwar Shiva temple, and the Pipaleshwar Shiva temple, and the Gokarneshwar Shiva temple. They visit all these most holy, ancient places of Mathura. Then they come to Braj Mandal, and they tour the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and then, if it's later, they visit the original Goswami temples, and this way they complete their yatra safal. So here's another example. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only Nityananda Prabhu, not only Dvaitacharya, not only Janava Mata, not only the six Goswamis, not only all the great devotees, also Madhavendrapuri, when he came to Braj Mandal, he and all the ones I mentioned, first they went to Mathura, then they took bath in Vishramghat, then they took darshan of the Janmasthan of Keshavaji, Lord Keshava at the Janmasthan, then they entered Vrindavan. This is another example which is being told here. Well, he was on tour. This Madhavendrapuri, after he went to Mathura, then he toured the Chaurasi Kosh, the 168 square miles of Vrindavan, and during that tour he came to a place known as Radhakund. You know Radhakund? It's nearby. And in Radhakund he has a sitting place called Madhavendrapuri Baita. Did you see it? You found it? So that's there right near Gopi Kua. There's one well there that we go around that's called Gopi Kua, where they collected the drinking water. That's there. So he came there, and during that opportune time, then this Brahman, Mathura Brahman, met this illustrious pure devotee, Madhavendrapuri. And now he goes on to narrate more in answer to Lord Chaitanya's question. The Brahman said, Kripa kari tehon more, nila ye aila, more shishya kari mora, hatte bhikshaha kaila. When he was in Mathura, Sripad Madhavendrapuri visited my home and accepted me as a disciple. He even took lunch in my home. So that's quite wholesale acceptance, because he had accepted him and immediately accepted food from his hand. Kripa kari mora nilaye. Mora nilaye. He came to my humble place. It's very interesting that word for word, it says he visited my house. That's the translation. And Prabhupada's word for word, he said, by his causeless mercy, it doesn't even say, it just says in the translation, because Prabhupada was in a hurry actually, because Prabhupada knew how much time he had. So he did the word for word very painstakingly, and then a translation. It appears sometimes that he was going very fast, because this book was completed in about a year, the translation. And then he ordered it printed in 6 months. I was in L.A. during this marathon of this book. Or 2 months, was it? I think it was 2 months, wasn't it? I think it was 2 months. I think it was after 2 weeks or after so many months, that Rameshwar had produced one volume, and there were 16 to go. And he said, Prabhupada, we finished Adi Leela, part one, and at this rate, if we keep it up, Srila Prabhupada, I think within 2 or 3 years we should finish the 17 volumes. He said like this, within 2 years, at our present production scale, which is full scale. Prabhupada said,
2 years.
अच्छा.
If you don't complete these 17 volumes in 2 months, you are not my disciple.
Prabhupada, 2 months?
Yes, that's it. Boss, 2 months. And then everything just exploded in L.A. And that was when I joined. Right when that was in the middle of that. I have many fond memories of that. I was also part of that also. I was doing book distribution, but also helping with the paintings and different. Everybody was part of that. No one could escape that. So he's the word for word is saying, by his causeless mercy, by the causeless mercy of Madhavendra Puri, he came to my humble place, Mora Nilaye, and accepted me as a disciple, and he accepted lunch from my hands. This is all the word for word. He came to my Nilaye, he came to my humble place and accepted bhikshu from my hands. And the translation is, while at Mathura, Sripad Madhavendra Puri visited my house, accepted me as a disciple, and took lunch at my home. But sometimes, oftentimes, at least, I can't say why, it would only be a speculation, but I've mentioned this, that there's a kind of a desire in my mind. I had the desire, which I said, is to produce only English Chaitanya Charitamrita, completely based on the word-for-word translation of each verse of Srila Prabhupada. So I would say, a full, unabridged English edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I put it all in one volume, Bible paper, Chaitanya Charitamrita English, based on Prabhupada's word-for-word translation. And I would just be the assembler. It's like you build a car. I didn't design it, just put the parts together. Because it's really, really nice. The word for word, and Prabhupada took so much time to translate these word for word. Why not bring it out into this? Gopal Prakat Kari Seva Kaila Mahashai Adya Pia Tanhar Seva Govardhanai Hai. And the other thing is, it'd be like a whole new, like a fresh presentation, like a new Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it's almost like hearing new lectures, unreleased new lectures of Srila Prabhupada that he discovers somewhere. So, it's like hearing Prabhupada's language, new, the same old wine in a new bottle or something. The same language of Prabhupada and the same stories, but with these new flavors of language and nuances of meaning, which would enhance our absorption in the book itself. Let's see. I have to cultivate this idea and also meet with some seniors. Get their own viewpoint. So, after installing the deity of Gopal, Sri Madhavendra Puri rendered service to the deity. That very deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. So now, the Mathura Brahman, he's describing something about, as if he didn't know, but he's describing who is this personality, Madhavendra Puri, that graced my home. He's describing to his identity. He's identifying him to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's identifying him not by saying where is his birthplace or what degree he got from IIT. Or do you know he has a PhD from IIT, Bits Palani. He went to Bits Palani and he has a degree in organic chemistry. He didn't say anything like this. He identified this great saintly personage who visited his home in Mathura and took food from his hands, bhikshu, from his hands. He identified him by describing the wonderful service that he had rendered to Krishna. So this is actually our biodata. What service have we rendered to Krishna? What pleasure have we given to the Lord? What pleasure have we given to the Lord's devotee? Like we may introduce someone and say, this is Mr. Agarwal. So instead of saying, he has 10 crores of rupees, he owns action shoes, he has this and that, and we say, this is Mr. Agarwal, he built this beautiful temple of Radha and Krishna for the service of the Lord. Glorifying him, identifying him in relation to the service he has rendered to the Lord. And this is real Mahima, Lok Mahima. It's glorious. If someone renders service to the Lord and the Lord's devotees, this is something glorious. This is something to be honored and considered. So this is some type of a behavioral lesson. And this language is an expression of behavior and an expression of thinking and outlook. So the outlook of this Mathura Brahman is being revealed in his language and what he chooses to describe here in relation to this meeting with Madhavendra Puri. In other words, you cannot separate the devotee from his service. The devotee and his service are synonymous. Devotee means an embodiment of service. So if you talk about the service, you have to talk about the devotee. If you talk about the devotee, you have to talk about the service. They go hand in hand. If there's fire, there's heat and light. So then he says, yes, this devotee Madhavendra Puri came. And so then Lord Chaitanya is saying, well, he's thinking, oh, that's nice. Well, what did he do? Or who is he? Oh, do you know about him? He is the one that installed that famous, beautiful deity of Sheikh Gopal, who is residing, or if you don't know, let me inform you. There's the most beautiful deity in Govardhan, residing on the top of Govardhan at Jatipur. And his name is Sri Gopal Nath, or Gopal Nathji. And he installed him there. And that very deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. Of course, Madhavendra Puri, he's not here in Mathura and he's not there in Govardhan. He visited my house, but he made this great contribution to Mathura Mandal by installing this deity of Sri Gopal. So of course, naturally, when Lord Chaitanya hears that, he will appreciate the devotional feats. He'll appreciate the devotional contribution of Madhavendra Puri, and it will also awaken within him a desire to take darshan. Because as I said, the system is after visiting Mathura, then you visit Brajmandal. So this will create an excitement and udipan in the heart of Chaitanya to visit Vrindavan, Brajmandal even sooner. Oh, that Gopal is there? I'm looking for Gopal. Gopal kahan, Krishna kahan, Krishna, 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 hey. And you're telling me I can find Gopal on top of Govardhan Hill? Okay, bye. And Lord Chaitanya, nice meeting you in the temple. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Wait. I want to tell you more. No, I'm going to Govardhan. Bye. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. And out he goes. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Bye Keshavaya Namaha. Dandavat, Dandavat. And then he backs out of the temple and on to Govardhan. Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shama Vanavari Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shama Vanavari Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shama Vanavari Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari Shri Radha Shri Radha Shri Radha Shri Radha Shri Radha Shri Radha Hamaradana Radha 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 Radha. And out he goes, dancing down the road. And anyone who hears him chanting his Prem Nam Sankirtan or sees his beautiful form, who is this? Shuni Prabhu Kaila Tanra Charana Vandan Bayapana Prabhu Paya Padila Brahman. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendra Puri's relationship with the Brahman, Mahaprabhu immediately offered obeisances at his feet. First, the devotee Brahman offered his obeisances at the feet of God, Charana Dariya. He clutched his feet. We heard that. He offered dandavat. That's the whole beginning of the relationship. It began with submission at the feet of the Lord, Guru Parashraya. The relationship with Krishna or God begins with submission, Tavadi Pranibhatena. So he submitted himself, and that began the relationship. This is what we're saying. This is the first limb of devotion, Guru Parashraya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru, Supreme Guru. And the Brahman is submitting at his feet. That's how the story began. And then the Lord said, oh, you're submitting at my feet? You're holding onto my feet in submission? Oh, I accept. Let me uplift you. We talked about God uplifts us. Avaroha Panta. The mercy descends. The mercy, Avaroha Panta, the path of descension. The mercy descends. Well, this is a clear example of it. The Brahman is lying at the feet of the Lord, and Lord Chaitanya reaches down. And what does he do? Up. He lifts him up. That's called the path of upliftment. Graphic example. Lord Chaitanya reaches down. Oh, Brahman, you're lying at my feet. You're clutching my feet. You're accepting me. You're submitting to me. So, submission, permission, admission. Yes, I give permission. I admit you. I lift you up. And when I lift you up, you're standing before me. And I see, I examine you. I do an examination. Guru examines disciple. Are you sincere? Is your purpose, are you pure in purpose? Are you sincere? Are you dedicated? Are you surrendered? Yes, I see you. Pass the examination. Then acceptance, then admission, then he embraced him tightly, and transferred. That was the diksha. And then transferred his heart to the heart of the Brahman. That's diksha. Diksha means transferring the heart of the guru to the heart of the disciple through the means of mantra, mantra diksha. So you can also get diksha heart from body to body, heart to heart, eye to eye. So Mahaprabhu initiated, and then they said, "Now I've initiated you by embracing you and looking at you. Now chant the mantra." And they chanted the mantra together. Natche Gaya, Premon Mata. And by chanting that mantra, he became Premon Mata. He became mad in Prem. This has all been told in the story. You heard all these points. This is all this. It's the same thing that happens in Diksha. This whole exchange between this Ek Vipra, this Brahman, and Lord Chaitanya is just like Guru disciple. Becoming mad in Prem. And appreciating, because we read earlier in Prabhupada's purport that the Guru feels so much happy to see his devotee advancing. Remember we read that? How happy the Guru feels when he sees his disciple advancing in Krishna consciousness. He feels great thrill. And the Guru considers his entire preaching campaign, his entire preaching mission as successful if he can turn one disciple into a pure devotee of the Lord. So this one Brahman is Ek Vipra, Ek Matura Vipra. He's become not only pure devotee, but mad. Preman Mata, he's become mad in Prem. And then his dancing with the Lord has maddened everyone else in Prem. Sublok, all the other spectators and bystanders and onlookers in the temple of Keshava, they became mad and started dancing and chanting and laughing. Hase Kande Natche Gai, Preman Mata. They were laughing and singing and dancing, and Kande crying in ecstasy, seeing this pure devotee and the pure Lord, Prem Purushottam Bhagavan Gauranga, dancing. Now the Lord, hearing that, oh, this person that I've been dancing with, this person I've been laughing and crying with, he's a disciple of my Param Guru. How fortunate I am to meet him. I'm meeting a disciple of my Param Guru. How fortunate. What to speak of meeting the godbrother of the Param Guru. I'm meeting the disciple of the Param Guru. I'm so fortunate. Oh, I can't bear the weight of this fortune. I fall at his feet. So now Mahaprabhu is falling at the feet of the Brahman, becoming fearful. Bhayapana Prabhu Paya Padila Brahman. Becoming fearful, the Brahman immediately fell at the feet of the Lord. The Brahman was thinking, what's going on? Oh my God, he's falling at my feet. This, because he understood this is the Lord. That's what he said in the story. He said, I understand this is the Lord has come to the temple. And I must submit to him. Now the Lord is falling my feet. Oh my, what's going to happen to me? What's going on? And immediately he fell at the Lord's feet. So he's lying on the ground. The Brahman's lying on the ground. The Lord's lying on the ground. And what's going to happen? Prabhu Kahi, Tumi Guru Ami Shishya Prai, Guru Hana Shishya Namaskara Nadhujai. Mahaprabhu said, oh Brahman, you are on the platform of my spiritual master. Tumi Guru Ami Shishya Prai. Ami Shishya Prai. Prai means almost like. Shishya Prai means like Vaishnava Prai, like almost a Vaishnava. He said, To me, Guru Ami Shishya Prai, you are my Guru, Ami. I am like your disciple. Since you are my spiritual master, it is not fitting that you offer obeisances to me. Because before he offered obeisances. Shunya Vismita Vipra Kahe Bhayapan Aiche Bhat Kaha Kene Sanyasi Han. After hearing this, the Brahman became afraid. He then said, why do you speak like this? You are a sannyasi. Because Brahman is the guru of the Varna, and Sannyasi is the guru of the Brahman. This is the hierarchy. This is the Vedic law. All right, I took initiation from your Param Guru. Of course, that hasn't even been said yet. That hasn't been understood. But still, what I can observe, what I can see, well, there's not, we haven't talked very much. I don't know exactly who you are. And you only know a little bit about me. You know that I'm a Mathura Brahmin. And you know that I've taken initiation from Madhavendrapuri. And I told you something about Madhavendrapuri, but I haven't really learned anything about, I don't know about your connection with Madhavendrapuri. That's not told yet. Have we heard that? All I know is you're a sannyasi, and you're a very influential sannyasi. You made me mad with prema, and you made everyone else mad. And so, this is all we know so far. They're all just in the temple going mad, and now this sannyasi, you're a sannyasi. All I know is you're a sannyasi. I'm a Brahmin, Grihastha Brahmin, a Mathura. And by Vedic law, you're my guru. You are my guru. Why are you saying? You're saying to me, guru, that I am your guru. Hey, this doesn't make sense. I'm vismay. I'm bewildered. I'm fearful at your statements. I'm simply a Grihastha Brahmin. You're a Vairagi. You're a Vairagi renunciate. Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Sannyasi Bhikshu Trinandi Bhikshu. You're far, far above me, far, far superior to me. You're worshipable by me. You're honorable by me. That's why I fell at your feet. My position is at your feet. You are my guru, by definition, by law, by shastra. Why are you saying this? How are you saying this? That I am your guru? And that you are my disciple? Ami shishya? Ami shishya pray? You're saying ami shishya pray? I should be saying ami shishya pray, but not pray, but ami shishya. Pray means like. You are saying you are like, O Mahaprabhu, you are saying you are like my shishya. Ami shishya pray? I would have to reply to you saying, Ami shishya. Ami shakshat shishya. I'm your direct disciple. Not almost. So tomorrow, we'll find out more. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. So there they are. Lord Chaitanya and the Brahman. What do we know about this Brahman? We know that he's initiated by Madhavendrapuri. He's Madhavendrapuri Kashishya. And we know that he's Saro. He's simple, straightforward. And we know that he's Britta. He's elderly. And we know he's Arya. He's very advanced on the path of spiritual improvement, Aryapat. He's an Aryan in the true sense of the word. He's very advanced in spiritual life. He's an Aryan. And we know he's mad in Prem. But now he's mad in Prem by the influence of Lord Chaitanya. And he's danced and ecstasy with the Lord, and now we leave them. He's lying at the feet of the Lord in the temple room, Keshavaji, and Lord Chaitanya is lying at his feet in the temple room. And they're both lying on the ground, now having a conversation, and Lord Chaitanya is saying, I'm your disciple, and he's saying, what are you talking about? And now keep that, just hope, freeze that frame in your mind's eye, meditate on it, chant japa, reflect on it, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.